This is the Tiger 102.75.
Over 100 residents in Krabi yesterday staged a rally against an attempt to operate a dolomite mine in their community. The residents in Tambon Dindang gathered in front of the Plum Mountain near their village to oppose the project. They demanded the Department of Primary Industries and Mines review the project. A mining company has sought a concession to operate a dolomite mine in the area from the department, and the project is now in the process of public hearing. The residents, however, don't want to see the project in operation in their community as they're worried about the impact of the mining activities. Some 500 families live in the community, and up to 1,000 families in the nearby areas could be affected. The villagers are now collecting signatures to support their campaign and would submit the list to those concerned. The Department of Marine and Coastal Resources has decreed protective measures for tourist destinations Samui, Pangan and Tau Islands in Suratani Province that will stop several routine practices and popular activities. The department says certain activities taking place on and around the islands had caused serious harm to marine and coastal resources to the point that if they're allowed to continue, the damage to the ecosystem could be irreparable. The order's aiming to curtail four primary activities. Boats won't be allowed to drop anchor on coral and must instead lash their anchors to the stationary buoys available. No one will be allowed to feed marine creatures. Sea walking, an increasingly popular experience, will be prohibited. Also banned is the dumping of wastewater and rubbish into the sea. The order will take effect at the end of November and remain in effect for 2 years. Would have thought that dumping wastewater and rubbish into the sea should have been banned in the first place. Several Burmese workers smashed glass windows with their heads and fists to get out of a van that crashed into a tree and soon caught fire in Kampang Pet Province yesterday morning, but nine of them couldn't escape in time and were consumed by the flames. One of the survivors said, "I was woken up by the crash impact and did my best to break out." Five other van victims were injured, including the 55-year-old Thai driver. Police say that preliminary examination suggests the crash occurred in heavy rain, either because the driver lost control on the slippery road surface or fell asleep behind the wheel. The low-pressure system over Myanmar will create downpours and possible flash floods in 19 provinces. This is a warning from the Meteorological Department yesterday. The weather agency says the area of low pressure following a storm over the Gulf of Mataban will bring heavy rain to 19 provinces in the north, central and southern regions. Some areas could be hit by surging runoff and flash floods. Most parts of Bangkok are also forecast to see thunderstorms and rain until the end of tomorrow. Rain has hit many provinces since Saturday, and slippery road conditions were thought to blame for at least two fatal road accidents, a van inferno in Kampang Pet that killed nine Burmese, and an overturned bus in Khon Kaen that left one person dead and 29 injured. The Disaster Prevention and Mitigation Department is warning officials to prepare for flooding and other consequences of the severe weather. Immigration police are stepping up efforts to prepare their personnel and procedures for the expected influx of tourists in and out of the country during the long holiday periods, including the New Year's festival. The plan, called Nan Fa, which means territorial sky, is being initiated as a proactive strategy to facilitate immigration procedures, including checking passports for Thai and foreign people during the crowded period at international airports in Bangkok, Chiang Mai, Phuket and Hat Yai. The new Immigration Chief, Police Major General Surachat Hakpan, has ordered the measures to accommodate foreign tourists coming to Thailand as part of efforts to boost tourism in the country during the upcoming holidays. He says the plan's expected to solve the problems of overcrowding caused by arrivals of flights at the same time. And a NIDA poll shows a split reaction to the new pet registration law proposals. Just over half the people surveyed in the NIDA poll were opposed to the government's proposal that pet owners be charged a fee to register their cats and dogs. But most respondents objected to the hefty suggested fee of 450 baht. The poll shows that 51.7% of the respondents disagreed with the idea of charging a fee to register pets. They say it doesn't address pet-related problems at their root and suspect the government was merely aiming to boost revenues.